We are learning Maseches Kedushin Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and we're starting the top line. We had before that Isi said, brought down Braisa, that the Isser of La'ikruchu Karcha Baraisham, to pull out here for a mace, is only by men and ladies in Achayim. And Shaul's why? So more for what a pshat from the word Banim Atam Hashem Lakechem, Banim Le'banis. Abaya is a new pshat. And by a minor time of the Isi, the Goma Karcha Karcha Mne'arim. Learn out the Gzeri Shava. Karcha karcha bnei Aaron. Mala halon noshim peturois. Just like by bnei Aaron, the noshim apater avkan noshim peturois. Here also noshim apater. That means in the parish of Kahanim, it starts off the emar al kahanim bnei Aaron and says lo yitama baba lo yitama ba, we shouldn't get become tamei. And then it says later in the parish it says lo yikhu karcha b'roisham afas zikonim lo yigalechu v'yisrael misrusrat. That says in the parish of Kahanim. And Abai is naming on that the word Bnei Aharon that talks about the beginning of the parasha, which is talking about Tumah. But if you look at being a parakhov al Pasuk Alf, Yemar Hashem Moshe Emel Kahanim Bnei Aharon V'marat Aleim L'Nefesh Leitam Ba'ama. And this is Pasuk Dalet. So we're assuming that the Bnei Aharon that's going on, Bnei Aharon V'leim Bnei Aharon, is going on Tumah, is going on the rest of the parasha also. So just like by Aaron, by Bnei Aaron, the part of from Karcha, the ladies are part of from the Issa of Karcha, here also the part of So tomorrow, that's the Abaye saying, that's the Makar, that Karcha is part of our ladies. We learn that from the Kahanim. Great, the Gemara, V'svira lon d'chiksiv k'ra b'kuli yonah d'chiksiv. If you hold that the words on the beginning of Parashas Emor, Bnei Aharon, is going on more than just Tumah, it's going on la'ikruhu Karcha also, so why do you need a Gzeri Shav at all? V'svira lon d'chiksiv k'ra b'kuli yonah d'chiksiv, nishtah k'ra minei, don't say the Gzeri Shav at all, but teis v'kav v'chayim, learn v'kav v'chayim, na'am mina. The Kahanim Shariba Behem Akash of Mitzvahs Yisayrus. Kahanim who usually have more mitzvahs. Still, Bnei Aharon Le'Bnei Sahara in Yisrael, there's less mitzvahs. Of course, there, their mitzvahs are not chayiv, but the extra mitzvahs, let's say, a karcha won't be by Noshim. But Yisrael Akashkin? So he's saying, if that's the facts by Kahanim, so what do you need Gzer Shav at all? So I don't know. Ilav Gzer Shav Havamina Hifzik Inyim. We have the Gzer Shav, I would say, that there's a hefsik from the beginning of the parasha to Pasuk Dalet. Beginning parasha talking about Tumah, and then the Pasuk Dalet, so Malikah Kocha Barasham, by Kahanim, it's not going on the words Bnei Aharon. There could be by everyone. But Hashan, so Frank Demar Hashan, I mean, name of Hifzik Inyan, so why don't you talk and say here also Hifzik Inyan? So just like we're at the Gzeir Shav, you would say Hifzik Inyan, and say Bnei Aharon is not going on Karcha by Kahanim. So here, now also, that you have Karcha, Karcha, Bnei Hifzik Inyan. I, the Gzeir Shav, even from Gzeir Shav, by the Gzeir Shav Karcha Karcha, my boy lives something else. The time limit in the Brisa. It says in the pasuk, Lo yikruz by Kahanim, Lo yikruz Karcha Baroisham. Yochal filik Karach Arba Chumash Karcha. Let's see, you did four or five ripping out the hair. Lo yichayv lachas and yichayv one malchus. Tam loyma Karcha. It says Lo yikruz Karcha double lashon lachayv kolachas vachas. Then it says over here Baroisham. Ma tam loyma. Fish in Emar. It says by a Yisrael. Let's just go do. Place a simu Karcha bein einechem lemeis. Yochel lo yechayv ela bein anayim menayim l'raveis kol harayish. Maybe you think you only chayv. Since it says lo simu karcha bein anechem, you think it's only near your eyes, which means near your forehead, the hair on top of your forehead. That's where you can't pull out here. But maybe on the rest of the head, there wouldn't be a iser. That's why it has to say roisham by kahanim. Yochel yechayv ela bein anayim menayim l'raveis kol harayish tamleim b'roisham lechayv ela roish ki bein anayim lechayv roish ki bein anayim. Veilei like Kahanim Shribah Makos Mitzvahs Yisrael Menal Haino by Yisrael also Barosham Nemekan Karchov Nem Lahalon Karchov. It says both places Karchov. Ma Kan Chayev Akol Karchov Karchov. First of all, Yichayev Nevi Karchov by Kahanim, and we'll learn it out to Yisrael. V'Chayev Al Roish Beinayim. Yosu Chayev Barosham just like Beinayim. Af Lahalon by Yisrael also Chayev Akol Karchov Karchov. Chayev in each one. V'Chayev Al Roish Beinayim. Yosu Chayev Al Roish Beinayim. And you go all the way also. By Yisrael it says, don't say the word mace by Kahanim. So we say this way also. Just like by Yisrael, it's Afkan al mace. So Akaponim was saying we need the Gzeir Shav Karcha Karcha for something else. Zok to Gemara, I'm kenichtav kra kerach. My Karcha, Shmamino Tarati. See both things. And the bottom line is more saying like this. That we can't just learn out straight from Kahanim. That just like by Kahanim, it's Bnei Harv Bnei Saharoin. So here also by Yisrael also, we should mayit noshim. Because we can't just say that, because maybe the word Bnei Aharon is only going on Tumah. It's not going on the Karcha. But now they have Gzer Shava, so what else is Gzer Shava for? Must be that to teach us that B'loi Banois when it comes to Yisrael. Ay, we said we have karcha, karcha for something else. We use it to add on chayim kolachas vachas and al roisham. Teretz Yisrael said kerach. Now karcha, shema mino tarti. Now, there's one little aura here that where's the extra word by Yisrael that we're like we're using, we're saying, well, what else do you use Yisrael for? Like, it's only a shver if it's like an extra word. Where's the extra word? It says, it's like, what should have it said that was saying there's an extra word here that you have to make the Gzer Shava, that like the Gzer Shava is for something. Like what's this extra thing that was saying over here? Where's the extra words over here? So Tosfos Rosh really asked that question, and he says like this, that it shouldn't have said, it didn't have to say, Losisimu Karcha. I read it to Rosh. It says, Tmili, Hai Gzer Shava, Lespe Afna Klal, Afilu Mitzad Echad. It's not extra. The Karcha, Ksiv Gav Kahanim, Dershin Lechui Vekalachas Vachas. It says, Loikuchu Karcha, Teach you Chayv each one. The Efshir Shin Gzer, so what's Pshat? The Efshir Shin Gzer, Losisimu Karcha, Losisimu Karcha, Umatil Michtav, this is by Yisrael, Losikuchu. What's a Simu? Since it's a simu karcha, that's what made it extra, and that allowed you to make the gzeirah shava here, karcha karcha. Hakaponim, a bias pshat is that we know, Isi knows, there's no liquor karcha by ladies is from the gzeirah shava from kahanim. Rava mahainu taimadi, you see the yalef bein einechem betfilim. A different pshat, a third pshat. Remember, the first pshat we had is in bottom matem hashem akechem, is bottom leibonis, and how we knew what was going on that, like skurdu, ayin sham the gemara before. The second pshat was karcha karcha bnei Aaron. The third pshat is now from tefillin. It says by sasimu karcha bein einechem lameis, and we know by tefillin says also v'hoi toit tefais bein einechem. So al kaponim we learn out bein einechem tefillin ma'ala halon, just like by tefillin noshim peturois afka noshim peturois. Here also noshim a potter. So al kaponim that's the makar that loyku karcha is potter from bein einechem from tefillin. But Rava, my time lema kabaya. One Rava said like abaya that shas from karcha karcha. I was like, well, karcha karcha limashvlei. It's not mash from karcha karcha. So he holds that the whole thing is not the whole thing's not mukach because the whole bnei harin's going on bnei harin's going on karcha is going on karcha also because of the gzer shava. He doesn't know the gzer shava is extra at all. He holds just the gzer shava just for the other things for al roisham and karcha arba pam. He doesn't karcha karcha limashvlei. Abaya, my time lema Rava. Amalach tefillin gufay meichet mahalcha gamalah. Tefillin alone, you learn out from here, from that pasuk of Bein Einechem. You learn out tefillin from karcha, and you learn like this: Malahalo mokum shoisim karcha begoyva sharoish. Just like by karcha, it has to be on your head, even though it says Bein Einechem. The only place you have here is not between your eyes; the here is on your head. So it has to be on your head. Afkan by tefillin also mokum nachum begoyva roish. Because that's what we could have said: you have to put tefillin between your eyes. How do you know not? We learn out from karcha that it has to be on your head. Why? Because karcha is you pulling at your hair. You only have hair on your head. So, but if I carry that tefillin is learned out from here. So, what's more, I mean to say the mehecha teisa to learn out also part of for banos lechayra, but you're using it for something else. That's the more I'm saying. Frank teisa kasha. What do you mean? Gzeres shava in gzeres olamachsa. Is that a problem? It's like you're using up gzeres shava because I'm using it. You're right. You learn tefillin from karcha that has to be on a place of here. What does it have to do with this? That's how it's cast the tefillin. I'm telling you, ma'apakach, come on, elf, karacham a tefillin, ding, zer shalom echsa. And then, ma'atfillin, noshom peturiz, ahokanam gav a karacho. So, Tosfos answers, maybe they only learned the gzeres shava, legabi this. The Ramban answers, that when something's a lav, a loisasel, a liku karacho, there's no real excuse really to use a gzeres shava for that. Only if you have nothing else to use it for, do you have a right to use the gzeres shava for that. But if you have something else to use it for, you have no right to pata or isha from a lav without a hechrik for that. Here you have no hechrik for that, because you have a gzeres shava for something else, therefore you can't use gzeres shava for that. He's saying the gzeres shava doesn't mean I can learn anything I want from there. It has to be something that makes sense. Here, the klal is that ladies are chayav and lavim. It says, hishva, isha l'isha, chol lavim, shabatayra, finish. So you have to have a hechrik for that. That's the Ramban answers. Like upon him, That's good. Then Tosfos goes Vayit Tosfos as a kasha. Maybe it's able to kasha put on the whole head because by Laiku Karcha the chiv is on the whole head. That's Tosfos kasha. Ayin Sham Tosfos that talks about that kasha. There's another kasha here. They could have said the reason why Abai doesn't hold the Rava. He could have said he holds that tefillin is ladies of chayiv and tefillin. Maybe he holds that tefillin maybe are not Mr. Zayin Grama. Like upon him, but I and the Rishayim talk about that also. Okay, I think the Rasha asked that kasha. So the Maravaita, Abayin LaBayi Abayin LaRava. Hai Bonim Ata Mai Darshvei. Again, we spoke about Abayin LaRava have different Rashas to Patla Yikuk Karcha Parayisham. So what do you do with the pasuk Bonim Ata Mai Darshvei? What's that teaching us? So the Gemara, hi, my boy, lele, k'tayim to the b'risa. Bonam, atem Hashem lekecha. And we dare from that. Bizman shat and noyigim minig bonam at kareim bonam. It's like bonam atem l'Hashem lekechem. When you are l'Hashem lekechem, then you call bonam. Only when you behave like the children of Hashem are you called bonam. Bizman shat and noyigim minig bonam at kareim bonam. Ain atem noyigim minig bonam. Ain at kareim bonam. The Rabbi Yehuda. That's he dares from bonam atem Hashem lekechem. Rav Meir even no. We dash from bonam atem Hashem lekechem. That ben kach or ben kach atem kareim bonam. And he brings a bunch of rayas to this. Shneimar says in the pasuk. One, this pasuk is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. It says there that bonim secholim hema, they're foolish bonim, so called bonim. Va'omer, not a pasuk. And this pasuk is in Parashat Hazinu. Bonim le'emun bam, they're no amuna. Va'omer, not a pasuk. And this pasuk is in Yeshaya. It says in the pasuk zera mereim bonim ashchisim, they're called bonim even though they're doing avodah zarah. Va'omer, not a pasuk. In this pasuk, we actually had him in Masechtas Pesachim. It's in Yeshaya. It says in the pasuk, "Asher yoyim lehem loy ami atem yoyim lehem bnei kelchai." So you see that even though that they're not behaving, still bnei kelchai. So my vayimah, what are all these extra pesukim that you brought in a bunch of different rites? Maybe if they're foolish, they call banim. Foolish means they do have errors. They're foolish, but kiles b'hu amenusa. But they don't have any emuna. Maybe loy mikir bonim. Tashmar the pasuk says, "Omar bonim leimun bam." And maybe just that's called bonim. Chitayim b'chilasu emunusa u'dimikir bonim kipalchu levechavim like a bonim. But if they serve a very zara, then they're not called bonim. Tashmar va'omer zera merei and bonim ashchisim. Even when they do a very zara, still called bonim. B'chitayim bonim ashchisim and the mikri b'nei ma'aliyah le mikri. May they never be able to do tshuva and be called b'nei ma'aliyah. Very special lashon after they do tshuva, like Rashi speaks out. Tashma the hodri mikru bnei kelchai ayidei tshuva with tshuva they were called bnei kelchai. Like upon him, the Gemara says that we dash and bonim tosav kechem. Either teach us that's dafka bonim when you lashem kechem, or that you bonim no matter what, and that's what Abaye v'Rava will use the pasuk of bonim for. Like upon him, that's the end of the Gemara. There are three different pshatim you see that says that Leiku Kukar Chabaroisham is dafka by Anoshim, dafka by men, and not by Noshim, even though it's allowed. And three pshatim are either from the word banim, like banos, or from Karcha Karcha, or from Zereshava, Beinecha, and from Tefillin.